Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today, Tuesday, June 16th, 2026, we're diving into some truly significant stories that are shaping the AI landscape. Let's kick things off with the big news surrounding Anthropic's Fable 5.
That's right, Paul. The U.S. government's abrupt export control order, which led to Fable 5's removal, is sparking a massive backlash. Cybersecurity leaders are really pushing back, arguing it's more about politics than actual protection.
Exactly, Jane. We're seeing over 100 researchers signing a Free Fable open letter, which really underscores the sentiment. They believe this restriction actually handcuffs defenders without slowing down attackers, who can just use rival models.
And that's the crucial point, Paul. Former Facebook security head Alex Stamos even mentioned that the flagged jailbreak was a proof of concept for finding flaws, which is something defensive teams use to patch weaknesses. Other models like OpenAI's Daybreak and GPT 5.5 also have similar capabilities, making the ban seem inconsistent.
Moving on to another interesting development, it seems Apple has been secretly developing a Siri AI switching feature. This move is reportedly angering OpenAI, which isn't surprising given the competitive landscape.
Oh, that's a classic Apple move, isn't it? Integrating new AI capabilities directly into iOS 27 beta, allowing users to switch between different large language models like ChatGPT or Claude, really shakes things up. It shows Apple's intent to control the user experience while leveraging external AI.
Now for a sobering piece of news. We're hearing reports of autonomous drones inflicting the first confirmed AI-controlled battlefield deaths in Ukraine. This is a significant and concerning development for the future of warfare.
Absolutely, Paul. This crosses a really critical ethical line that many have warned about. The idea of AI systems making life or death decisions without direct human intervention is something we need to grapple with very seriously as a society.
And speaking of privacy concerns, Meta apparently deployed and then deleted military-grade facial recognition software on 50 million phones. That's a huge number of users impacted.
50 million is an astonishing figure, Paul. It really highlights the scale at which these companies can operate and the potential for privacy breaches. The fact that it was military-grade also raises a lot of questions about its capabilities and intended use, even if it was later deleted.
On a slightly different note, the ChatGPT app has reached 1 billion monthly users, which is incredible growth. However, there are still ongoing concerns about enterprise trust and return on investment for businesses.
That user number is certainly impressive, Paul, showcasing the widespread adoption of generative AI. But you're right, for businesses, the core questions remain. How reliable is it for sensitive data, and what's the tangible benefit to their bottom line?
Before we wrap up, let's quickly touch on a couple of other interesting items. NVIDIA has unveiled Nemotron 3 Ultra, an open-source hybrid mixture of experts' large language model for agentic reasoning. And Google DeepMind's Gemma 4 open-weight models are now on Amazon Bedrock.
These are great developments for the open-source AI community, Paul. NVIDIA's focus on agentic reasoning is particularly exciting for building more autonomous AI systems. And Gemma 4 on Bedrock makes powerful Google models more accessible for developers.
Finally, the UK is proposing mandatory digital ID verification for all adult social media users to restrict youth access. A bold move with significant implications, Jane.
It is, Paul. While the intent to protect youth is understandable, requiring facial scans, passports, or credit cards for all adults raises serious privacy and accessibility concerns. It's a complex issue with many angles to consider.
Indeed, Jane. And that's all the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest for June 16th, 2026. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.